Social accountability, sharing goals with your running friends or online communities. That is today's topic. Thank you for joining the show. Let's kick off. No, wait. First, the intro.
Welcome to Hypno Running, the show where we do more than just talk about running. We help you find solutions to develop your full potential, making you a better, faster, and smarter runner. And here is your host, Heiko.
Yes, correct. As the lady said, Heiko is my name, H-E-I-K-O, and accountability plays a significant role in our lives, whether we realize it or not. It's the driving force that ensures progress towards our goals, enabling us to achieve success and growing as a runner. Without accountability, we may find ourselves drifting a little bit aimlessly, just run for fun. And then if we just run for fun, we are lacking the motivation and discipline necessary to hit that dream time, to hit that qualifier. Now, today, we will explore the importance of accountability in achieving goals and how this is going to positively impact various aspects, not just of your running life, but of your life. Motivation and focus. Accountability, it serves as that powerful motivator by providing you with a sense of purpose and directions. When you're accountable to yourself and others, you're more likely to stay focused on your goals, even when faced with distractions. For example, imagine you have set that goal to run that marathon and you are lacking in your overall fitness. By being accountable with a fitness colleague or a friend or a running club, you're more likely to stay committed to exercise routines, and you're going to make healthier choices when you know others are counting on you as well. Don't so many of us struggle with discipline and consistency? Again, accountability promotes that discipline and consistency, which is so crucial for achieving long-term success. When you're accountable for your actions and progress, you're going to be more likely to develop that healthy habit, and you're going to stick with it. If you're accountable for completing a fartlek exercise, you're more likely to go and do it, because you want to give your colleague, your friend, a reference, because you've written the goal down and you consistently want to show up and say, I've done it, which then helps build momentum. It helps you prevent procrastination, and it leads to the accomplishment of a calendar which says, wow, I've done a lot. Speaking about calendar, measure of progress. So accountability provides a means to measure your progress towards your running goal. And by regularly assessing your actions and the results thereof, you're going to identify areas where you're going to need to improve and where you're just going to need to make some adjustments. And this self-reflection, this allows you to stay on track and to make course corrections to ensure that you're moving actually closer to that goal, because it might be far away. It might be 12 weeks away. Support and encouragement. Accountability can also provide a support system that keeps you motivated and encouraged throughout your training plan. You know, when you share a goal and progress with others, they're going to offer some advice, some support. And this external support, this might just be pivotable in overcoming a challenge or staying even committed if it's lacking. And this calls forth a increased responsibility. By being accountable for your goals, it instills a sense of responsibility within you. It reminds you that you're in control of your destiny and that the choices you make right now will shape your future pace. It'll shape the future distance you can actually run. And this heightened responsibility, it provokes you to take ownership of the next action, of the next decision. And that's going to foster how you're going to be running. And that's going to foster how you're going to appear at the track. So accountability is a crucial element in not just achieving a goal and ensuring progress in your running. It provides the motivation. Oh, I lack motivation. Well, are you accountable? It provides discipline. Oh, I'm so undisciplined. Accountability and the support necessary. So to stay focused, consistent, and responsibility, by embracing this accountability, you can unlock all full potential and you can get the success that you really want. So we should embrace accountability. Of course, always you should balance the challenge with the accomplishment. An advanced athlete won't be challenged by working, with a group of beginners. Why? Because he needs a different training plan. So there needs to be a perfect balance. You need to find the right people you're going to be accountable with. And also consider how different personalities work together. Not all people get along. You know, some might just be a little bit different than others. And of course, we always think the others are different. But hey, just consider personalities when you're going to be finding social support. You don't want somebody looking down upon you, and you don't want to be looking up and admiring somebody as though, And then you're going to weigh the benefits of are you going to work in a large group, or are you just going to work with one person? And perhaps using a team to keep your accountability high where everybody shares their numbers might be a great way, or it might not be something where you say, no, I really don't want to do this. Today, I want to encourage you that if you just really want to get some social support, and perhaps you don't want to share, like, you know, your biggest hopes, running dreams, why not go to a park run? A park run, which is a 5K time trial. It usually happens in various cities and around Europe and also around North America. And it started actually with just 13 friends in the UK, and now it's 1.7 million park runners or even more. And why did they show up? Well, because, you know, they generally they realize that showing up on a Saturday means, even for me, if I've had a tough training schedule, there's some commitment towards my running. I know even if the weather is bad, there's going to be other people out there who are doing it as well. And it's going to give you that buzz. And this buzz is scientifically proven, by the way. 2018 study, Glasgow Caledonian University, 89% of park runners said that taking part makes them feel happy and it boosts their mental health. So there's this buzz in the air. Of course, this also could add some years to your life, feeling happier. It connects you to a community, and you're going to be able to take others along as well. You're going to be able to take your kids along. You can take your dog along. And you don't need to be doing the fastest run every time. It's more about the chance to create some endorphins and to connect with nature in a completely different way. And what this is going to do is it's going to help you keep accountable. So I specifically mentioned this with parkrun because I'm a big fan, but also because it helps you if you're currently not, if you're that lone runner, that lone wolf out there who's never shared your running with anybody. How to jump that bridge. You're not going to make 10 friends just tomorrow, are you? Just like, oh, suddenly made 10 friends, we're all going to go running. No, it's going to take some time. Something needs to shift, and that shift needs, you need to get used to running with others. I want to finish off with 1 Corinthians. What then, brothers, when you come together, each one has a hymn, a lesson, a revelation, a tongue, or an interpretation. Let all things be done for building up. Now, if that isn't a wonderful reason to start sharing your running and to start building up accountability, to start making friends, come out of the closet, enjoy running with others, share your goals, and become the best runner you can be. Thanks for listening to today's show. My name is Heiko. God bless you. And remember, take it easy.